Good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon. You are now clocked in on your lunch break. I hope y'all eating good. City's been serving up all types of things today. It's your boy Ray Nitty and my homegirl Maybe Shannon, live from the American.
What's up?
I see you, Shannon, on top of it today. What's up? Live from the American.
He tried to beat that delay.
Live from the American Family Insurance Studios, located in the 3rd Street Market Hall, downtown Milwaukee. Maybe, Shannon, tell the people where they can find us.
They can find us on Facebook at The Lunch Break if you want to join the conversation after we're off air. We also on YouTube. Make sure you guys go to 101.7 The Truth. And then you guys can also call in or text. Ray, what's that phone number, please?
1-833-212-1017. The number is 833-212-1017. Shannon, tell the people your IG real quick where they could find you at as well, and I'll share mine.
Yeah. So my Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, all that is Maybe Shannon. So MaybeShannon, Maybe Shannon.
And you can catch me at Ray Nitty. That is RayNitti on all platforms. Man, Milwaukee, how y'all doing today, man? It's busy in the city. It's busy in the city, Shannon.
It's festival season.
It's festive, all right. We had a actually great show yesterday, and it was some conversations that you didn't get to finish up talking about.
True.
So, and then we have a special call in that's going to happen today from Michael. I'll let you say his last name so I don't mess that up again.
It's been so long. Look, you got to spell it.
Right. He's going to be giving us an update on the food trucks saga that has been going on in the city of Milwaukee. And then we want to talk about, man, the Golden Child is leaving the city eventually. But, well, not eventually. He gone. It's over with.
He packed up. He left in the dark of the night.
So we're going to get into that. Once again, shouts out to everybody on YouTube. Shouts out to everybody that's text messaging in. But Shannon, let's continue the conversation from yesterday. For those that didn't catch us yesterday, we were talking about fatherhood and fathers being present and things of that nature. That we had a caller, Brother Winky, called in. It was towards the end of the program. I wish I would have prepped Zach better and be like, man, Zach, see if we could pull that call up and just play some of the things. But I'm gonna get better at that, Zach. We working, we growing, big baby.
At least you can recognize it and not telling me to do it during the show.
For sure, 100%. 100%. I want Zach to be like, yes, it did. It went over your head. But Winky was talking about some of the things Shannon was speaking on. And he was like, oh, yeah, that guy that you say you got, he, you know, men, we just put on what we need to do so we can get what we want. And he's just showing you the version of himself that he needs to show you so he can sleep with you. So, and I think that's pretty intense if you already pre-agreed.
Oh, yeah, that's what I just thought.
The agreement... The end agreement was, all right, if push comes to shove, we're going to have a baby. But it's like, all right, if I just was trying to glaze, it is like, all right, I got to take a Maybe, Shannon, what you got going on over there?
Wait.
Let's it's like, I'm going to let you finish this, close this out for Shannon. Take over this topic, Shannon, because he was saying a lot about your womb and whatnot.
He basically was saying, look, because like I said, like basically what I have is a male friend that we've been friends for years, and we've decided, listen, we probably wouldn't be the best together as a couple, right? But I'm like, you know what? If I ever have baby fever, you'd be the perfect baby daddy. Like, you'd be an awesome father. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's okay to admit when you got a male that's around that's like, you know what? You're an awesome father. Man, same-sex couples do it all the time. They have a friend and they're like, you know what? Can we borrow a baby from you? Like, we raise it.
Can we borrow?
You find somebody. Listen, people go to the dang near to the, where is that at? The place where they get the, you know, they get inseminated. But you get to, is that what it's called?
Don't, I ain't finna embarrass myself and try.
But anywho, that's y'all part of the deal. At least I know this person.
They used to turkey baster.
Yeah. when you get seasoned, you get brined up. Like, I'm sorry. Continue.
Oh, but my point to that was like, at least I know this man well enough to know he's a decent human, right?
Right.
And I guess, you know, Brother Winky was just feeling like that's his representative. That's not the real him because we have not slept together yet.
he sent you the version that's out scouting. The version that's out scouting and wants to receive the I'm getting comfortable with what words can and can't be used on radio, but we're going to go with honeypot for right now. he's trying to say that the brother was just saying and presenting the self of, ooh, honey. we need the Winnie the Pooh. Ooh, bother, honey. So, yeah, he was basically saying so what's your thoughts on that, though, Shannon? Do you think that men, and how long does one present that self until I guess the ultimate prize was won in Brother Winky's explanation? Because like, are men, like, I agree, yes, there probably is a level of it, but are men really presenting themselves as something else just so they could get some honey? And then, you know what I'm saying? And then like, okay, boom, I got what I need. On to the next honeypot.
I do feel like there are some men out there like that. But like the way, I feel like if you're observing this man enough and you're around somebody enough, you can only keep up a facade for so long. Mm-hmm. I think people say it's about 3 months before like somebody can show you who they really are. And you also have to pay attention to who they are, not only to you, but who they are to other people around and who they are in the community. You also have to pay attention to their takes on certain situations. And like I said, I've known him enough to like where we have certain conversations about what's going on TikTok or what's going on. And when I know like, okay, you on the side of you ain't on the side of righteousness, my brother. Like, I know you're not a good person. Like, it doesn't take me or them to sleep with me for me to realize this person ain't that great of a person or this person is acting. And like, I feel like as women, we do sometimes, because we're attracted to a person or because we want a person to be who we want them to be, we'll lie to ourselves. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Or like, we'll see like the signs there, but we will ignore the signs.
Man, so like, what does ignoring the signs look like? Shouts out to everybody in the chat too. Collector's Rain. Shannon, we're going to need some water in the chat to calm these fellas down. I'll say, gosh dang, maybe Shannon, that third IG pick, no disrespect. It's like, we can't even get through the show without somebody propositioning maybe Shannon. This is a Black Talk family show.
Funny.
Did you see I sent you the screenshot, Shannon, the one person that was like, oh, she looks like Jada Fire. I'm like, y'all gotta stop.
Who is Jada Fire?
Don't ask.
Don't even worry about it, then, Shannon. Don't do it, Shannon. Don't do it after your lunch break. Do it after your lunch break, Shannon. You've already dealt with enough.
My Wi-Fi off.
All my life I had to fight.
But shouts out to the chat, man. You can check us out on YouTube once again. As a matter of fact, I'm gonna open the text message thread just because I'm sure your number one fan is back.
I feel like the text
Shannon.
Message thread be going down.
Yeah. So, but.
You say, yep.
But yeah, Shannon, I just wanted to go back to what are what do you think are some of the red flags that women ignore just because they like somebody, though?
Yeah. So I think in general, like, even like the way they treat the people around them, right? Like, some people get into that mindset of like, well, he's nice to me, but you see him lose his temper on other people, you're next. I also feel like things in when people are like, oh, well, he has a girlfriend and I'm just talking to him, blah, 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 and then you end up being the woman. I do feel like I'm a firm believer of you get him, you lose him how you get him, right? Like, you're not that special. Like, in general, I don't feel like I'm that special. Nobody's that special to where it's like, oh, he woke up one day and just was a whole nother person and I'm going to get this different version of him. No, you're going to get the same version. And in that sense, yes, you're meeting that person's representative until he's also tired of you and he's going to do the same thing to you. Like, I've even heard women like, oh, yeah, like, he put his hands on his ex, da 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 da.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't going to do that to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, not yet. Not yet. In due time, my brother. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got people that just think this won't be me, right? And that's just not, that's you basically ignoring the red flags.
So
that's
what
I will say. So you have to always pay attention to how they treat everybody, not just you.
So go a little deeper on this for me, right? Jesus. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Zach. Go ahead. Hit the button. But expand on this for me, please. So, and we got 2 minutes, right? Red flags that are ignored, right? And we ignore how people treat people, right? But What is it in some women, they could see all of it. They could see, like, what is it that makes them say, oh, that's not going to be me? Example I'd like to give is, I don't know if people remembered when Dwight Howard's baby moms or maybe ex-wife, not the one that went crazy with the bag of powder on the IG, but the one prior to that when she was saying, oh, you know, this guy is this, like, just, you know, I just wanted him to take care of his son, blah, 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 whatever, right? Then There was the current wife, who is now ex-wife, if I'm not mistaken, who was saying, oh, you know, people just need to move on, or, you know, we're happy in marriage now, and what you had to deal with is not what I was going to have to deal with. And then, lo and behold, a few times later, it's like, he needs some help. If you love, please get him some help. I know we got to go to break, Shannon, but I just want you to touch on that for me real quick. Oh, my.
Man, before we go on break, I 100% do think that was that situation where she thought she was special. And what I will leave y'all with is the jail is full of people that thought they were special. Like, the jails are full of them because everybody committing the same crimes and everybody think they are smarter. They think they bigger than the program. You are not bigger than the program. Okay. Like I said, if somebody can do that to the ex-wife, if somebody can do that to their existing children, if somebody can leave their existing children, your kid ain't that special either. It's certain characteristics in people you have to know, like, this is not a good person.
100%.
That's all.
100%. 100%. Well, gonna take us to break, Shannon. I don't want to go.
We ain't going nowhere.
I want to come back and talk about that a little bit more. But yeah, gonna take us to break, okay. Shannon.
Definitely, definitely. You guys, we will be right back after these messages. 101.7 The Truth. We are at the American Family Insurance Studio.
Don't go anywhere.
Don't go anywhere.
Welcome back. You are now punched in on your lunch break with your homeboy Ray Nitty and my homegirl maybe Shannon, live from the American Family Insurance Studios located in the heart of downtown Milwaukee. This is Truth 101.7 FM. The number to call is 833-212-2. 1017, 833-212-1017. You could text or you could call. Send us a text message, send us a call. Don't forget to check out the MilwaukeeCourier.com. And also don't forget to check us out on YouTube or on Facebook as well. Shannon, how you feeling?
Wonderful, wonderful, right?
So, just wanted us to, go back to, and then I think we got somebody calling in about 10 minutes, but just wanted to go back to that conversation, right, as to why do we ignore we, and I guess we'll say women, but I'm not saying men don't ignore red flags, but for the sake of the conversation that, Brother Winky brought up, and where we went to, it's like, why do you think women do that? And I know we touched on it pretty briefly, but that we only had like a minute. So I would love for you to expand on that again.
But yeah, like I said, I just feel like a lot of people do it because they want something so bad, or they want this person to be their ideal person. And it just doesn't happen like that. There's certain signs that you can look out for. Like I said, the way they treat other people, the way they treat pets. There was one instance. Look, I'll be telling y'all my business. I gotta stop telling everybody my business. That's my problem now. Look, that's my brother Weekend called in.
It's
now.
Story time.
But it's story time. I was dating this guy, and like, I don't remember what we were watching on TV, but it was something where like a 20-year-old was like dating an 18-year-old. No, not even 18. I think like a 17-year-old or something like that. And like, obviously the conversation comes up like, that's kind of weird. And he's like, no, I know people that dated younger and they still together to this day. And you know what I did?
What you do, Shannon?
you want to know?
What was the outcome of the program?
I smiled. I grabbed my purse and I said, all right, have a good night.
And so you just left him.
And I left. We ain't talked since that day.
Damn, Shannon.
I don't play them games. Cold-blooded. I don't want to hear no hot takes about nothing weird. Hey, you know what? Look, since you agree with that, people are too old to convince them of anything else. If that's how you feel, fine, but you ain't going to feel that way around me.
And you said, what was...
I got a daughter in this world. No thanks.
Right. What was the age difference? What was the age, the age gap you said?
On the show, it was something like 20 and like 16 or 17. And I was like, yeah, that is kind of weird. Like, that's how the conversation came up. But then he mentioned that he had friends that was in their 20s that had dated girls in high school and was like, yeah, and they're happy to this day. They're still together. And this and that. I'm like, oh. Okay.
Man, you
gotta go.
I'm gonna tell you what that reminded me of. I don't know if you watched that show, The Polygamist. Have you been watching that show, Shannon or Zach? Have y'all been seeing that?
No, I have not. Oh my goodness!
All right, y'all gotta check that out.
Inform us, right?
So essentially, it's talking about. It's kind of like on the same lines of what we're talking about, right? Women ignoring signs. This guy, African guy, it's an African show, but powerful guy, has a wife, comes to find out he had another lady that he had made his wife and had a kid with and so forth. Long story short, he had like three women, and then the last one turned out to be like his daughter's friend. And she was like 19. This guy had to be like in his 50s or something. And it was just ironic that, everybody's been talking about this show. And here we are talking about, how strange it is for older men to be, talking to like 19. I don't care. Like 19, like my daughter is about to be 20 this year. So I'm not looking at anything of that age
with like, teen in it.
Nothing. So yeah, just wanted to highlight that, man. But I think it is important that we do pay attention to the red flags and we take them serious, because sometimes that you only get a chance to see one red flag. You don't want that one red flag to be your last one. So
before they really show you who they are. Like, I don't stick around very long. That's why I said yesterday, listen, the great thing about me is I will leave. I will go.
Right, you pick up your purse and leave right away. Shannon don't waste no time.
I don't even do. Look, I like to argue. So when you know when I ain't arguing, you know it, what's up. I'm out.
What's the fastest you've left like the situation, tussle. Shannon? I like to tussle. See, that's the problem, that. Shannon. What do you mean? What do you mean you like to tussle?
What do you mean by that?
What does that mean, Shannon? I like to tussle. You mean fight?
I like to argue.
You mean physical altercation, like Shannon?
I don't want to get into physical altercations.
But you like it.
I like to go, I like to stand my ground and make my point. When I feel like a point is just like not even worth making with you, that's when you know I don't care and it's over. That's what I'm saying. Like when he said right. that, I was just like, you know what? You ain't even worth arguing with. I know. That was the quickest I let. I'm telling you.
We're going to let you clean that up.
I just grabbed my purse and got on out of there.
See how she put it back on him real quick? You just told us you like to fight, Shannon.
I did not.
I like to tussle. Look, you said. I like to get under their skins. Let me see how much y'all really in this or not.
Listen, hey, sometimes you got to see what they debate skills are like. You know what I'm saying? I can't be with nobody that can't argue their point.
Shannon is she right over there on Atkinson with Bump. Treat them and beat them. That's Shannon. She over there on Atkinson. Treat them and beat them. But don't go anywhere, y'all. You are listening to The Lunch Break on Truth 101.7 FM with your boy Ray Nitty and my homegirl, maybe Shannon. We'll be right back. We got a caller calling in to give us an update soon, hopefully. So don't go anywhere. Welcome back, Truth Nation. You are now tapped back in on your lunch break with Ray Nitty and maybe Shannon. We got some live action in the chat real quick. Shouts out to RC. RC says, that's a hot topic in the dating world. This was actually pretty good. Shouts out to RC for this, right? Women talk about dating older guys when they were younger. But men talking about dating younger women is weird now that they are older. Make it make sense. I ain't gonna lie. I think it's weird when women date younger guys too. So I ain't gonna pass the buck on that. But it is, I do think there's a portion in society that has, you know, praised younger kids for younger boys. For sleeping with a teacher or whatever that looks like, right? And then you have, if it's the opposite way around, why is that? And then somebody says, RC also says, most topics seems to go nowhere or have no foundation nowadays with people in general. Maybe it's a generational thing, stand on nothing and everything. And shouts out to Jasmine in the chat as well. What's your thoughts on that, Shannon? Your thoughts on what RC said in the chat about that's a hot topic. Women get to talk about dating older men when they were younger, and men, I guess, being more criticized for it.
So one thing is, like, people don't realize that they're being preyed upon while they're being preyed upon, right? So I feel like a lot of times when they're younger, they do probably talk about, oh, I date an older guy, and think it's cool, but you don't realize until you're older that it was actually weird. And then you have that portion of society that doesn't talk as harshly about women that date younger, which is also weird. So I didn't say what I said to say one thing is true and one isn't. Two things can be true at once.
Well, we got Michael Jekyll, Shannon. Michael, how you doing, man?
Yeah, Michael.
You got it. What's up? I've got my dog here too. This is Leo.
The baby.
Man, what's up? What's up, Leo? Man, Michael, I owe you a lunch break, man. Charge it to my mind, not my heart, Michael. We gonna sit down and catch lunch for a second. We got a lot to catch up on. But man, you got some victories out in the streets, Michael. Give us an update, man.
Yes. Okay. So, caveat. We won yesterday. The case isn't over. So it could be over, but it's not over. Okay. So there was something called a temporary injunction, which is basically like, we're going to pause what's going on while we figure out who's right. It's not a final decision. There could still be litigation. Like, think of it like a timeout. They're trying to figure out whether the lawsuit or the ordinance itself is even like constitutional. So the city can still appeal it. So that's where I'm like, win is easy from like a translation standpoint, because we had win yesterday. You know what I mean? Continuing to push off this ban is a win. It's not just necessarily a victory. So I actually just got off the phone with Abdallah, who's the plaintiff. He owns Fatty Patty, like literally right before I popped on here. So Will is still investigating the case. The city's still deciding what they want to do. This is conjecture here. I think it'd be pretty stupid for the city to try to pursue it at this point. I mean, they've already lost hearts and minds. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And if they had enough evidence to be able to correlate that the food trucks are responsible for the violence on Water Street, I feel like they would have presented that and those facts and everything in the original hearing. You know what I mean? Yeah. Which, I mean, they tried. Obviously, the judge wasn't necessarily convinced by them. So we're not out of the woods yet. But I think this is a really good sign. Also, coupling with, I don't know if you had a chance to read, but I was able to drop my like overarching investigation involving the food trucks yesterday, which I kind of alluded to a little bit when I was on the first time, but everything wasn't established yet. So I was like, I need to be careful about this. Where, I mean, the food trucks getting banned, you can say it's about safety. This is technically my opinion. But if you read the article, this was more of the food trucks were collateral damage in developer interests working alongside of Alderman Bowman. They were a byproduct of, if you look at the timeline, I wouldn't say violence. Nothing's illegal. They didn't do anything illegal from what I saw. Unethical, I would absolutely argue. I don't think it should be legal. I don't think you should be able to advocate for rezoning a district and contingent. I have to be careful how I say this. What it looks like is you are making your purchase of property in a specific area contingent on the rezoning of a district. And then you are immediately using different positions, not representing yourself as a developer, to advocate for things that would directly increase your property value because of the public sentiment of a specific area. I'd say that's unethical. I think I can confidently say that's unethical. It's not illegal. It should be. But he said it himself. He said himself three times, food trucks are not the problem. So if food trucks are not the problem, I thought it was a restaurant story at the beginning. I got it wrong. It's actually a development story. Cool. So you're admitting food trucks aren't the problem. You have a direct financial interest vested in this. I feel like it kind of comes out on its own. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. Next they're gonna say closing the food trucks is why Giannis left the city. That's gonna be what they.
It was part of the reasoning. No,
you know, gotta
be able to rip the box, dude.
Gotta be able to get tacos and other types of foods at night, man. I don't think the city did a good job in, and we're gonna get into this. Making the city attractive for key players to want to come and stay. I think we try to build things up around downtown, but I think it might have been a little too late, in my opinion. But, Michael, we thank you for the hard work that you are doing, man. I feel like you are a special reporter out in the streets, man. So keep up the amazing work, man.
Guy.
And anything you want to share before we get to talking about Giannis, the chat want to talk about Giannis, because I know Bailey Coleman talked about it, and I know Sherwin talked about it, so they want us to talk about it too.
I'll just say super quick that even though it's not a victory, I would still absolutely consider it a win, especially when you look at what's going on, not just in Milwaukee, but all across America, because this is hardly a Milwaukee problem. This happens everywhere. Mm-hmm. It is nice to see the little guy winning in some capacity, even if it's a battle, not necessarily the war for once. Mm-hmm. I feel like it does a lot to create like kind of that public sentiment that our cities and our older people and our leaders shouldn't only be catering to wealthy developers. Obviously, those individuals are important. Obviously, I will not say, like, Ken Brunig, the properties that he owns are beautiful. And he does a fantastic job redeveloping them. And again, everything he is doing is legal. It just, I think that's where the checks and balances kind of come in, to make sure that everybody's able to make beautiful things and everybody's able to do what they want and put in their part to make the city grow and more successful. Because if everybody wins, we all win. And I think this is a circumstance where only one side kind of got to have their say in it. But again, it kind of looks like we're getting another opportunity, which is awesome.
Man, thank you. Thank you once again for your time, bro. And we'll definitely be checking in with you and seeing what heat we got in the streets, man.
Definitely. Say bye, Leo.
Bye, Leo.
Bye.
Take care,
all right,
guys.
Y'all. That was the homie Michael Jacobs from Politically Homeless. Somebody asked, what does politically homeless mean? I think, if I'm not mistaken, he was saying, you know, he doesn't subscribe to any real party. He feels like homeless in the world of politics. You can't find a political home to be in. But, yeah, man, we going to go to break. Don't go anywhere. You are live on The Truth 101.7 FM. And we'll be right back with Ray, Nitty, and Shannon. Welcome back. Welcome back. You on the last half of your lunch break on The Truth 101.7 FM with your homeboy Ray Nitty and my co-host Maybe Shannon. And for the eighth hour today, Shannon, they are going to hear about Giannis Antetokounmpo leaving the city of Milwaukee.
My heart dropped to my butt when I heard that. Yeah, I ain't even a sports fan, and I was hurt.
So I'm almost 100% sure the morning show talked about it. I'm almost 100% sure Sherwin talked about it, because I walked in hearing Sherwin talked about it. I think and we did hint that we would be talking about Giannis at the beginning of our show. But, you know, the show got flow. You feel me? The show got flow. So we wanted to. We wanted to get Michael on and talk about something that was impacting downtown, right? And we thought it would be a beautiful segue to then transition from things impacting downtown to now Giannis leaving the city for Miami. If we don't know, he got traded to Miami. We got Tyler Hero, some first round picks. Tyler is a Wisconsin native. I know people who like to say Milwaukee native. He's from Wisconsin, though.
Yeah, you got to say Wisconsin, because it's, you know what, let me not start that.
So, but shouts out to have some hometown energy in the city. I think the city is, people think it's going to be a simple rebuild. I don't think it's going to be that simple. We dealing with a younger generation of NBA players who are looking for something different. I would like to believe in the cities that they play in. They want to be in Miami. They want to be in Dallas. They want to be in the places that have a bunch of energy. And
California.
You go. You feel me? I just feel like we as a city didn't do, when I say we, I mean elected officials, people in power, right? I don't know if we did enough to make our city attractive enough for marquee talent to want to stay and or come play with somebody like Giannis. If you know any of the basketball players from the Larry Sanders days, the Brandon Jennings days, like, if you know, not the surface level conversations that people have, the sentiment back in the day is NBA players came to Milwaukee to essentially die at the end of their contract. People wasn't coming to Milwaukee, or they came to Milwaukee to pad their stats and get another contract to get out the city. Let's be completely honest. Milwaukee hasn't been like a just destination spot for real talent to come. That's why you have people like LeBron James saying things. And I found that very offensive as somebody who's from Cleveland himself to say the things that he said about Milwaukee. He's like, who wants to get caught on a Thursday night in Milwaukee? I was like, I think more people want to get caught in Milwaukee than Cleveland. But, you know, I think it's going to be devastating. Giannis was something different for the city. I think the energy that he brought to the city was like pure organic, and I do think we just hit our wall at the point where I didn't think he was gonna leave at all. I thought he was gonna finish his career in Milwaukee, but I think we made too many impulsive moves early when we were trying to put pieces around him, and those were risky decisions that we made that cost us, in my opinion. Dame Lillard, I think that was a very responsive trade. Like we were reacting to, you know, I don't understand why we moved Drew Holiday. I don't understand that. We should have got rid of Chris Middleton when we had, you know what I'm saying? And then you don't get too many people that actually care about the city that they play in. You know, they come and it's a job for them. And as Milwaukee, as a city that was growing, in my opinion, it was amazing to have somebody like Giannis and his wife, or Drew Holiday and his wife, you know, doing the things that they did for the city, not just the Milwaukee Bucks organization. I'm talking about going into the communities that some kids might not even had a chance to go to a Bucks game. But they were impactful in these communities in so many ways. This one's going to be a hard pill to swallow. Excuse me. Have you ever been swallowed? We have Miss Nikki swallowed on the line.
Up. Have you ever been swallowed?
Miss Nikki, good morning, good afternoon. You're on the lunch break. How you feeling about Giannis leaving the city? Talk to us.
Good afternoon. So here's the thing, and I'm going to be very transparent. I don't traditionally follow sports. Well, I really didn't until we had Giannis and we won the championships, right? Then I kind of jumped on the bandwagon, I'm going to be honest. But I think it's such a great loss for this city to have somebody like him, like you said, who was really involved in the community. He was supportive. I mean, the way that he got behind some of the issues here in Milwaukee would make you think that he was a native, right? But here's the other question I have, is that this doesn't seem like a shock or a surprise. Wasn't there some conversation anyway about him leaving in the first place? And then just really quickly, if I can say this, I really appreciate you saying that you felt that the elected officials did not do a good enough job with keeping, you know, or doing things in Milwaukee to attract and retain individuals like him. And I'm hoping that those who may be listening, right, I'm hoping that, you know, some elected officials are listening, because, you know, it's true. People are leaving in droves. And again, to, you know, a couple of years ago, didn't we have the president or somebody with the book say that Milwaukee was one of the most racist places he's been? And you never heard anything else about that. So it is time that be addressed and that be discussed, because I know that the mayor has his plan to grow the city, right? But how are you going to grow the city when there's nothing really here to attract and retain individuals? So,
100%. Thank you. Thank you. You are a Truth Nation listener. Thank you once again, Miss Nikki, for calling in. I agree with her 100%. 100%. And we didn't do enough, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. We didn't do enough. And I'm not saying that, you know, they should have laid out the red carpet, but understanding that you had the president come out and say Milwaukee is one of the most racist places. How does that sound to a young basketball player that wants to come and build a life here? It's like, okay, why would I want to build a career in the most, the worst place? Yeah. Like, listen to the stats that we have. The worst place to raise African-American kids. The worst place for public education for African-Americans. The worst place for pay gap between, like, who wants to raise their family in that type of stuff? And then we like to parade the fact that Milwaukee is also the number one place to visit. I don't get it. I don't get it. How are we proud of both of those stats at the same time? Yo, it's amazing to go visit there, but don't you try to raise no black family there. Get the hell up out of there.
Don't put your kids in them stools.
Don't go over there.
Hold on now.
Don't go over there.
You feel what I'm saying? So, and somebody says the Bucks are better off without Giannis. Sure, on paper, the Bucks. Aww. But what about the city of Milwaukee? We built a whole downtown district based off of him. Like, let's be honest. That whole Pfizer Forum, Deer District, all of that energy was off of Giannis energy. So now we are rebuilding in a city that is one of the most segregated places in America, and all of those amazing things that we said for black and brown families. You feel me? Black and brown families. But then we want to attract marquee players to the city. It's like, no. I can't remember the help me out, Zach. Who was I want to say he was a power forward for the Bucks. He came over from Detroit when we won the championship. He was a dog out there too. He's a sneakerhead guy.
PJ?
PJ Tucker. PJ Tucker. Thank you. Thank you. I remember seeing PJ Tucker. And I ain't going to say the restaurant, but it was a restaurant downtown. I'm not going to say the restaurant. I remember seeing him stand at the bar waiting for somebody. It's not like it was busy. Fancy restaurant. Waiting for somebody to just take his order. To the point where he just left. He just left. And me and my wife sitting there like, damn, they just ignored the hell out of PJ Tucker. But then we wonder why don't nobody want to come here and play here. And like, no, we don't.
You got to walk around in your jersey to get some respect.
Come on. And then they still going to be like, oh, you PJ Brown? I don't know. They going to say something completely different. So even how we designed the city, the things that we did, we didn't set the city up for success. We had this whole debate about the trolley and all of these other things. Why was it the trolley designed where some of the first stops would have been around Pfizer Forum? If we got all of these plans, we didn't design things to make our city more attractive. We just was putting things down to check boxes and put up toys for these politicians. How you feel about Giannis leaving, Shannon?
I feel things. No, I honestly do feel like it was just, it's disheartening to see him leave because he was such a big part of, like you said, Milwaukee, like bigger than just the Bucks, right? And like the caller said, he also made himself such a big part of the city. It felt like he was going to be here forever, right? Mm-hmm. And I was explaining to my friend when I found, but it's one of those things where it's like, you know what that hit is for the city, right? Because mm-hmm. a lot of it is sports. Like, we're sports driven, right? In Wisconsin, that's kind of all we got. Like, that's what we have to be proud of, honestly. So it's like, once that starts going downhill, even when we ain't doing good, we still be proud of our sports team. So it sucks that we took a loss like that.
Man, I don't think people realize the economical impact that he had. Yeah. On the city, and I don't think people are going to understand the economic hole that is going to be left in the city now. Like, once again, no, maybe the rebuild would be good. Let's see what happens in the draft. But you don't get too many selfless superstars like Giannis. You don't get NBA families like their family that comes in and actually embeds themselves in the community, from all his brothers to Thanasis. I wish the Bucks would have just made Thanasis an actual assistant coach to keep him more on the team and so forth. But I don't know, Shannon, this is going to be interesting. I'm sure people are going to be talking about it for some time. I just hope that in the future we take this as a lesson that, you know, we all have a role to play in making our city more attractive, not just for NBA players, but for ourselves. you know, the way we carry ourselves, the way we act as a community, whether that's downtown or in our own neighborhoods. We got to restore a sense of pride. And just remember them Bradley Center days, man. It was dark. I was a ticket season holder.
Man.
But once again, Shannon, tell the people where they can find us before we sign out.
Definitely. Make sure you guys follow us on The Lunch Break on Facebook. Make sure you follow Ray Nitty at Ray Nitty on all platforms. And maybe Shannon on... Listening to 101.7 The Tree.
Yeah, maybe Shannon on all platforms.
Oh, and don't forget, stay tuned. Manana Nana's next.
Coming up next, y'all.
Don't forget.
Coming up next. Man, we gonna miss you, Giannis. Shouts out to homie O Philly. Way to take us home, Zach. That's why we gon' ride. If we crash, I don't care. Haters on God, we gon' see in the end. Next deal, I'ma need 30. K, nigga, oh, you ain't ready. Big dreams with my nigga Kev. Hold up, bitch. If I do not make it like Giannis, then I do not want it. Huh. Call on my dogs, tell them we got it, we got it. Ό,τι κι αν γίνει, θα τα καταφέρω και δεν θα μ' αλλάξει το γνώμη. Δεν πήρα χαμπάρι, την κόλπα έχω κάνει.